We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. Thoughts from Super Wild Card Weekend. I saw a lot of people today, Ike, saying like, oh, not a very good weekend of football.
Well, I guess we wanted it to be a little more competitive.
So Saturday, Bengals-Raiders, that was competitive game, Whistlegate, as the inadvertent whistle was blown, and somehow they said it came after the ball was caught, which it clearly didn't.
Well, they shouldn't have blew that whistle.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, that's the problem.
So did they think he stepped out of bounds and they blew it?
Or was clearly inbounds.
He was, like, watching the game in real time, it didn't look like he stepped out. I clearly heard the whistle.
Yep.
The Raiders clearly stopped playing. Mm-hmm. Even the Bengals stopped playing. I mean, yeah. Tyler Boyd didn't even celebrate the touchdown.
Yeah,
but
it was a weird sort of play. And I'm like, when they showed the replay, I'm like, hold on. He had at least an inch worth of green turf in between his shoe and the sideline.
Even Tirico was doing the game was like, oh, you know, did he step out of bounds? Like, because he heard the whistle too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I think that's what they thought. They thought he stepped out of bounds.
I don't know how the NFL doesn't have the capability. I believe they do because they're talking to the – when the officials are huddled up, that's when someone in New York needs to say, yeah, the whistle was blown before he caught it. We should replay it.
Yeah, we all heard it.
Everybody heard it. It's just now, did it matter in the game? I like the way the Raiders handled it, which was more or less to say, like, "Hey, listen, that was at the, you know, that was the first half, and I don't know what would have happened, but you know, we have opportunities."
That's the only thing I would say. It happened early enough in the game that if it had been can you imagine if that had been the final play or the game winning touchdown?
You see, that's why you got to be able to review that and clean that up.
Yeah.
But anyway, because they went down and scored a touchdown after that, the Raiders did. But
the Raiders, I thought they were going to steal that game.
So did I.
I thought we were about to do the whole Bengals thing again.
So did I. They were driving. They tried to give it back to them.
Yep.
They got the win, so the Bengals will face where are they this weekend?
Tennessee.
They're at Tennessee, which will
be a good one.
I actually like Cincinnati in this game. Burrow wasn't he didn't have an A game. He was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this sets up Burrow to have one of his games.
You know what else happened with these games this weekend? I think the Cowboys and the 49ers are the only matchups that didn't play in the regular season.
Gotcha. Yeah, because that does matter.
Right? So some of these matchups, like with Buffalo and
they played each other twice in the last couple weeks.
Three times in the last month and a half, so you know, Buffalo was ready to go in that game.
And that was Saturday's
Saturday night game.
I mean,
that's the one playoff game I did not see much of.
Yeah, I was into the third quarter with that one.
The Kansas City game was terrible too.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Josh Allen had more touchdowns than incompletions. The Bills set records, including they're the first team ever to not record a punt, turnover, or field goal attempt. 7 drives, 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So that was an impressive win. Sets up a big matchup in Kansas City against the Chiefs. That's a light line. Kansas City's only favored by 2.5 points.
I mean, Buffalo got it rolling right now. And Buffalo was a lot of teams' pick to go to the Super Bowl this year. That may have had something to do with their slow start and just dealing with expectations and all of that. But they seem to have pulled it together here late in the season. And, man, they aren't afraid of the Chiefs. They beat the Chiefs already this year. So I think it was in Arrowhead, right?
It was.
I think so, yeah.
I think so, yeah. And I don't even think it was close. I think it was like
they were going through.
That's when the Chiefs was going through it, yeah.
That's when they had the worst defense in the NFL history, and now their defense like isn't that bad.
Yeah, so.
And it's hard to take a lot from the Chiefs game Sunday night.
Because it was so easy for them.
Yeah, because it was easy.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh
had they didn't have much left in them.
No.
Big Ben doesn't have much left in him.
No, their playoff win was the week. Just getting in the playoffs was their playoff win.
Yep.
And then you had the 49ers and the Cowboys. And, man,
second best game of the weekend. Could have been the best game of the weekend.
I mean, the 49ers, they seemed determined to lose that game and to give the Cowboys every opportunity to get back in that game and to win. But even the Cowboys couldn't do it.
Yep.
Dak tries the quarterback sneak. Have you ever seen that, Ike, with no timeouts?
Not that I can remember, man. I mean, maybe with more time on the clock somebody has done that. But when you're talking about only 14 seconds to go and you got no timeouts, you know, when he took off running, I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
I thought it was a broken play or a fumble
like, what
or
is
something.
He doing? So, and you know, that was a crazy ending to that game with the officials and everything. And, man, you know, I know if it were the Eagles, I'd be upset and we lost. But I don't know if I'd be more upset at the coach for calling that play.
Yeah,
like,
I mean.
If I'm a Cowboys fan, who am I more upset at? The Cowboys, the coaches, or do I think the officials really cost us that game?
Well, those losers probably blame the officials.
Well, they certainly were doing that after the game.
Yes.
Dak, he jumped right on.
How about that? Yeah, they're like, Dak, they weren't throwing stuff at you guys. They were throwing it at the officials. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine then.
You mean tell me Dak isn't this pristine, you know.
Big moment player.
You know, high character and upstanding and this and that and the other. What it seems like there's old Dak was looking for someone to take the blame for that game.
Yep.
That's what it looked like to me. Instead of old Dak having a good old performance and Dak, you're not a fourth round draft pick that's overachieving anymore on a rookie deal. Mm-hmm. They actually guaranteed you $75 million this year.
23 of 43, 254.
Oh, man, he was awesome.
I'm thinking about it a lot in the shower.
How much of that came in the fourth quarter?
Probably a buck 20 of it came in a couple of those drives. Yeah, I'm just glad the 49ers did not give it up. That Jimmy Garoppolo tried with the not letting Trent Williams get set and –
and that was Garoppolo's fault.
Yes.
Come on, bro. You done got nervous. Like, let the man get set and then hike the ball.
Can we all agree that it's okay to have that have made you feel better as an Eagle fan? Like, because I'm perfectly fine with it.
That's all we got.
Yeah. I was perfectly fine with it. And then you had, so the Chiefs game, that was a blowout. Then you had last night's game. The Rams looked legit. I mean, when they play a game like that last night, they look like they could win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? They just do. But then
the talent is there.
Oh, man.
It's Stafford.
Yeah. Yeah, you worry about Stafford. He only threw it 17 times last night. But just, you know what? Having Cam Akers back and being able to team him up with Sony Michel, now at least you have a reliable running game to where you don't have to put everything on Stafford. You can't fall behind early.
Right.
I think that's the key.
Ooh, that's going to be the game next week. Tampa and the Rams.
So what do you think? That's a light line, too.
I'm riding with the Rams, man.
Me, too.
I'm riding with the Rams, man.
Let me see where that line is right now. Down to three.
Too bad I cashed out my
Super Bowl bet?
Yeah. Super Bowl bet.
Did you?
Yeah.
Rams?
Well, when Stafford was throwing pick six after pick six the last month and a half of the season, I'm like, man, I need to get out of this right now.
Mm-hmm. Got cold feet. So
took my little $100 off of that. Yeah. Just cash that out.
I guess back in the account and he used it
use
elsewhere.
It somewhere else.
That's right.
All right. So give me and they're the games this weekend. How would you say the Buccaneers performed on Sunday? It was a B game.
Yeah, I didn't think the Buccaneers looked like a Super Bowl type worthy team. You know, just having Mike Evans out there. The running game wasn't really all that impactful. You know, Tom did what Tom does. You know, he did what he does, and Gronk got his. But I wasn't looking at that game like, man, looking at the Rams, even with Stafford not throwing the ball as much, I was still saying to myself, man, they look like they may have it going right now. Like, they seem to have it clicking, and they have enough. Here's the important thing for them. all their guys are healthy.
Yeah.
Like Antonio Brown isn't coming back. Chris Godwin isn't coming back.
Well, the Bucs had a couple of their, and now they're like the backup corners that are starting. Yeah. They had a couple of their guys not playing.
Yeah. So imagine when Sunday. They got to cover Cooper Kupp next week.
Man.
And Odell. So if Stafford don't blow the game, which we all know could happen.
Yep.
Yep. We all know that could happen. So, you know, they certainly, it'll be hard for L.A. to go to Green Bay, though. Because if you got to go to Green Bay for that championship game.
Feels like the Packers are an easy pick to advance to the Super Bowl. Now, they're hosting the 49ers. That line opened up at 4.5, and it pretty much right away went up to 5.5. Now it's sitting at 6 in a lot of them. 5.5 at FanDuel here for you. But it was at 6 at a couple spots. Mm-hmm. So not a huge line, but, you know, San Francisco, what they bring to the table. They can run the football.
Oh, yeah.
They're physical in the line of scrimmage, and they also have Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep. You know what they're doing. They're looking to do to beat you. They're going to try to run the football, play defense.
And get to Aaron Rodgers and create some turnovers.
They'll take their chances with Jimmy throwing the ball when they have to, but they don't necessarily want to.
Oh, last time they went there, he threw the ball 6 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And he's banged up already, too, mm-hmm. Garoppolo. He's going to be late doing
that. Yeah, so I would take Green Bay Sunday.
I would agree with you.
I'm thinking Green Bay Rams title game.
Yep, I have Green Bay Rams and Kansas City and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
The Tennessee line's up to 3.5.
We must got Green Bay, Kansas City, in the Super Bowl. Well, who you got in the Super Bowl?
That's what the NFL wants, right?
Mahomes versus Rodgers?
Yeah, well, because they didn't get in the regular season.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yes, that's what they want. I'm sure they'd like to have that. Honestly, they'd like to have that Los Angeles market in there, too. But,
yeah, you're right.
It's in Los Angeles. Yeah. That'd be huge for the Rams.
That's what they
really
want. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they want. But a good consolation, Aaron Rodgers.
Mr. Vaccine out there, Mr. Vaccinated.
Yep.
Will he boycott in the Super Bowl still or no?
No.
No, he's going to play.
Oh, okay, he's going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play.
All right. The pull his leg, but he'll play.
All right, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team and shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com. I'll be curious to see where the poll results are here, because Jack asked you on Twitter, what's more of your takeaway from Sunday? A, talking about the Eagles, C, they were never that good. They beat a bunch of scrubs. Or B, just a bad game, still overall happy with the season. 51-49, Jack Fritz.
Wow.
Bunch of scrubs, A, is they beat a bunch of scrubs, not that they're scrubs.
Right.
They beat a bunch of scrubs. All right. There you go. It's not 47,000 like Daniel Jeremiah's, Jack. We got to get more.
Oh, I know. Well, that would be a big enough sample size for John Middleton by like
three.
By fourfold, yes.
Right.
Absolutely. All right, Yoshi in Brewerytown, check it in. Yosh, what up?
What up, John? Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Hey, Ike, you can't get too much love in this world. So, man, hey, you getting mine, strength and endurance, prayers. I pray a lot, so you getting a lot of them, baby. What's the name? My best to you and your family in this hard time.
Thank you, Yoshi. I appreciate it, brother. You're right. You can't have enough for people praying for you and looking out for you. So I certainly don't take it lightly. Thank you, brother.
Amen to that. No doubt. Hey, man, we need some work. If Tampa had a day off, far as what's the name, getting their game together on offense, multiple injuries to key positions, and we still look like we look, man, we need some work. I'm going to tell you right now, I root for Jalen. If he's still here, I'm going to keep rooting for him. But, man, they could give me 10, 15,000. He'd come over my house, sit down, and watch me play Madden, and I'll show him how he needs to be looking off people, pump faking, running when he needs to, hitting the guy, what's his name, when he went through his progressions, ain't nothing else open. He gets too inconsistent. If we have a chance to get something without giving up the house, and how we can hit in free agency, what's his name on that defense and some key pieces on offense, hey, I ain't confident with him with three first-round picks. Give him two, go with what Jack said, even though he said he don't really want to do it, and give him a two next year. I'll ride with that, man. But Jalen's going to be here. I believe he's going to be here because we ain't reaching nowhere. That boy just need to sit down somewhere and learn how, like John keeps saying, had the tangibles. Yeah, we love he a good kid. We love to hear a team leader. But you got to have that. Like, he talking about get freaky or funky or whatever he said. And you ain't got that in your game. What's name? Like, you need to get freaky and funky at quarterback. Is pump faking, looking off, hitting the man when ain't nothing.
Using your arm.
And use your arm.
Yeah.
And I mainly blame the game on Nick. Nick got out there, what's name, and just didn't do that. On first down, you want to throw a 3-yarder. But then, what's name, on third down, when all you need is 3 yards, you want to throw, what's name, deep downfield. Like, I just didn't get it. He was just lost in the sauce. We got to do better. We need some work. We just got to pray that Howie Roseman, what's name, just sit back and have that perfect drink and write everything down. Like Albert Einstein, when he created everything he created or whatever he did. You know what I mean?
You're funny, Yosh.
I try, baby. I love y'all, cats. Be blessed.
All right, be
man.
Good.
All right, Yosh. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, write it down. Yeah, I'd like to see a tangible. I'd like to see it. Jack, I don't know if you have the Hurts quote from yesterday where he's talking about he couldn't get freaky like he likes to because of the ankle and not having the mobility. He wasn't able to do what he wants to do. So, like, that's part of the problem, mm-hmm. is that you rely too much on your legs to make plays, right? Like, at some point, it's got to be about your arm.
Yeah.
And it's not about your arm, and that's what, like, you were the team, the offense, Nick Sirianni, you guys were able to be successful this season by kind of pivoting and saying, like, all right, this is the best chance we have to win. Lamar Jackson didn't make the playoffs this year. I know he was injured by the end of the season, but that also has to be a factor about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
If you're going to be running the ball around as much as you are and you rely on that as part of your game, when you get injured, now you don't play.
Yep.
And Lamar was already not having a great year, and Lamar has put together an MVP season, and he's been in the playoffs before.
Right.
So it's concerning, man. It is. It's concerning. Is Jalen Hurts going to be back next year? Yeah, I think it's more likely that he is than he's not, but that's I think, more because of circumstance. You don't have to go get a new quarterback, right? Like, the Browns look at Baker Mayfield and say he might end up being the best option that we have based on the market.
Right.
The Eagles look at Jalen Hurts and may say the same thing. Like, yeah, we don't want to draft somebody. None of these other guys are coming here, so we're not going to get him. Jalen Hurts is our guy. Doesn't mean they're sold on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean, like, and here's the other thing with me. See, I don't need to see anything else with Jalen Hurts. I don't need more data on Jalen Hurts.
You've seen it.
I've seen it.
You know what I agree with you in the sense that, you know, you should be able in today's game tell what a guy is. It doesn't take 3-4 years. It just doesn't. Now, it doesn't mean you can't improve. It doesn't mean where you are in year two is what you're going to be the rest of your career. But it does mean you have a sense as an observer. Well, you just do. And they see him every day. They get to watch the practice film and whether or not he's doing things correctly in practice or what have you. So when they look at it, they may say, okay, good player. There's a shelf there. There's a ceiling here with him. Eventually, we're going to need another guy. We can get by with him right now. He's a good teammate. His teammates like him.
Yeah.
He's cheap. We can get by with him right now. But do we really believe that we're looking at a championship caliber quarterback? Like, that's what the Eagles have to ask themselves. They may have been wrong about Carson, but when they looked at him, they felt that's what they were getting. That's what they signed up for, the arm, the leadership, all that stuff. That's what they were looking at. Now, I'm not saying – you can't win with Jalen, but the organization is going to have enough confidence that they can build the team around him, because the team can actually take a step backwards next year.
Oh, yeah.
They just can. So either they believe Jalen is going to be good enough to enhance everybody's play around him, or they're going to have to go out and improve the roster tremendously to continue to take steps forward. Because now imagine if they go 8-9 next year. They go 8-9 next year. Is anybody going to be screaming bring Jalen back or sign Jalen to an extension in the offseason?
Nope.
And he'd be on the final year of his deal.
No, that's the problem is that, I mean, Are you going almost all in to improve the roster next year? Are you staying young? Like you were saying this earlier. Are you staying young using the draft pick? So now right. you're relying on rookies mm-hmm. to fill in holes and to win. Because
yep.
your team's just a year older. So your veterans are now a year older, and you're not going to have everybody coming back, right?
Well, I know we'll have plenty of time to do it, but if you just looked at the starting 22, okay, how many of those positions do we believe we're straight and we don't need to improve the position?
Not many. No, not many. So now you have, all right, like Jalen Hurts is coming back, and are we adding to the team, and is he good enough? 14 teams make the playoffs in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Seven teams that made the playoffs in 2021 didn't make the playoffs in 2020. Or seven teams that made the playoffs in 2020 didn't make it in 2021.
Right.
50% of the league didn't go back to the playoffs the following year. So how do the Eagles manage to be not – because it's about like that every year.
And we bring up Cleveland. I got to bring up Baker many a times because Baker in Cleveland was an 11-win team last year and won a playoff game. And the next year they're trading away one of the starting wide receivers and they still aren't sure about the quarterback. He may have to play on his fifth-year option next year.
Feels like they know about the quarterback, but they don't have
they
any other
choice.
They do
know about the quarterback. That's the exact point right there. They do know about the quarterback. They just don't have a better option right now. But to Cleveland's credit, they're saying, we're not about to overcommit to him.
Yep.
Even if we got to ride out one more year with him, we're not giving that $100-plus million extension to him.
Absolutely not.
So, I mean – I don't know if that's how it's going to go with the Eagles, but I'm just saying Cleveland is a team that was a playoff team just a year ago, and look where they're at right now.
What, they have seven wins this year?
Indianapolis.
Yep.
Playoff team a year ago.
Yep.
Put seven Pro Bowlers in there this year. They didn't even make the playoffs. And now everybody wants a new quarterback. Like, this thing changes fast, man.
Yep.
Minnesota, what are they going to do with Kirk Cousins? This thing changes fast, and so it could be some musical chairs this offseason. Jalen appears to be safe as long as no one out there wants to be here.
Exactly, properly said. As long as these guys don't indeed want to say, yeah, I would go to Philly.
Yes.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Steelers made the playoffs this year. Are they back next year?
No, well, it depends on who. Like, yeah, who goes to be their quarterback?
Mike Tomlin did say today that Dwayne Haskins and Mason Rudolph are going to compete for the job next year. So
no, he did not say that.
He did say that. Yes. So I don't think they're going to make the playoffs next year. No.
But,
wow.
How about the Patriots? Are they a surefire playoff team next year?
Well, Mac Jones is a good backup quarterback, so probably not.
Raiders?
No.
Because
their car may not even be there.
Cardinals?
That's a tough division, man.
Well, 49ers? They'll get out to a 10-2 start and then.
Right. That's a tough division. You got to think some of these, like you said, some of these teams are going to improve this offseason and they may have a bounce back year.
Yeah, if Seattle brings Russell Wilson back, they might win 11, right. 12 games next year. Is Green Bay in the playoffs next year?
Not if Rodgers is not
exactly
there.
Right. Yeah. Yep, exactly right. It changes year to year, man. 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks joins us on the other side, Ike.
Oh, ESP.
Yeah.
I wonder how ESP is feeling.
He's totally out on Hurts, isn't he, Jack?
He's tough to pin down.
No, I mean, based on him saying if they get a league quarterback play, they're
Super
Bowl
team. He's been waiting. He's too tied to the Wentz thing and then wanted to be a Hurts guy and then really didn't believe in Hurts. He's more worried about losing his guy, Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, as Jonathan Gannon has become the new pet project for Elliot. To get behind and fight
hey,
with everybody.
Hey, Jonathan.
That's a tough heel to be
Well, he likes to say that he has actual numbers. Everyone else has narratives.
Do you know who he's partnered with in that? Isn't that a Joe Giglio Elliot production?
Yes, yeah. It's another masterpiece, yes. Giglio did the whole Gann's actually good. You guys don't respect him last week's show. It's just these two.
Yep. Yep.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Ike. 215-592-9494.
Well, he is getting a lot of head coaching interviews.
Yeah. Would Russell Wilson make this team a true Super Bowl contender? That and more.
Okay.
With Elliot next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, each win means that much more in the NFL. No, let's start that over again. Each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's what I meant to say. Now, that's why FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. And I gave you a couple teams. And I'm like, I'll just start with Saturdays. I'll give you my Sunday picks on the next read. But Saturday, I'm loving Cincinnati on the road versus Tennessee. That offense for Cincinnati looks like it can't be stopped, so I'll take them. And then Kansas City taking on Buffalo. Man, that is going to be a tough matchup. But the game is in Kansas City, so I'll take Kansas City to win that game. Take the money line. Not sure about the spread on that one. Now, just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook, and I'm starting to get blamed for when teams don't win. That always makes me feel good. And make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. Now, there's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. It's a simple and easy-to-use app. It has generous promotions for you every day. It's safe, secure, with best-in-class customer service. And when you win, this is the best part, FanDuel will pay you your winnings in as little as 2 hours. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Already have FanDuel Sportsbook? Well, FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50, too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code Ike when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Again, make sure you use promo code Ike and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.